When we are committed to following Christ, we don't look back. Following God, that's what our readings today are all about. In our first reading, we hear of following God, the Father. In our second, we're following God, the Holy Spirit. And in our third, our gospel is following God, the Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. Following the Holy Trinity, that Trinity of love, wisdom, mercy, grace, and on and on. When we seek to follow the one God in three persons, we are welcomed into and participate in the holy relationship of the Trinity. Today's Gospel from St. Luke tells us of a man who wanted to follow Jesus, but first wanted to say goodbye to his family. Jesus told him, "No one who sets a hand to the plow and looks to what was left behind, is fit for the kingdom of God." Now, is Jesus telling the man that he was in that instant to drop all and follow him? Well, in the man's mind and in his heart, absolutely. But are there things that we must put behind us before we are to properly and completely follow God, to follow Christ? In our first reading, God's prophet Elijah, per God's instruction, calls Elisha to follow him. Elisha requests to kiss his parents goodbye, and Elijah tells him to go back. He immediately slaughters his team of oxen, 12 oxen, and boils them over the oxen yokes, the burning oxen yokes, for his people to eat. And I'm sure that he duly kissed and honored his parents, and then, recognizing an impediment to following Elijah, removed it. He would no longer be able to look back to his old way of life, to his life as a farmer. Now, we don't know how long it took Elisha to round up, slaughter, skin, drain the blood, butcher, and boil 12 oxen. 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, a week. But he appeared to do this as quickly as possible. This is unlike the man in our gospel, who, when Jesus asks him to follow him, replies with, "Let me bury my father first." In the original Greek, in the Bible, and in the interpretation of the early church fathers, the man's father was probably not even dead yet. So here is this man asking Jesus, telling him, "No, I'll just wait until my father dies and I bury him, and then I'll follow you." Delaying it, or just making an excuse not to follow at all. Our commitment to follow must be sincere. It must be from our heart. When we truly seek to follow God, we must leave behind those things in our lives that can cause us to look behind, to look back, look away, to turn away from God. As Christians, we're called to follow Jesus, who leads us to the Father, and through that infinite love that exists between them, the Holy Spirit. Just as a man and woman seeking the sacrament of holy matrimony are called to leave their parents and cleave to their spouse, in seeking to follow Christ, the bridegroom, we, the church, the bride of Christ, leave our parents and cleave to him. No matter how good or not good our parents are or were, we still honor them, but we no longer follow them. We follow a higher call. We follow Jesus. With the help of God, we must remove whichever of the 7 deadly sins, pride, covetousness, envy, anger, lust, gluttony, and sloth that impede us in following Christ, that cause us to look behind us to those sins that have plagued us in the past. We also must not look back to the things that are not of God, things not only of our past, but in the historical past. Today, people are looking back to pagan religious and pagan gods, Greek gods, Roman gods, Egyptian gods, Celtic gods, Norse gods, gods of the Middle East, gods of the indigenous peoples of North America, South America, Asia, Africa, Australia. They worship them and or elevate them to being equal in truth with the Christian religion. You've probably heard of that mindset that says that all religions are created equal. They're equal. They're the same. And we've got to respect the people of those religions, but we cannot call equal that which is not equal, and true what is not true. Although there is a little bit of truth in all, the whole truth is with the church. There are also those who look back to old heresies, Gnosticism, Jansenism, and others. These are old untruths, false beliefs unsupported by Holy Scripture and proven false by the church. Those that look to those do not follow the truth. We follow Jesus, for he is the way, he is the path we are to follow. We follow Jesus because he is the truth, and he gave that truth to the church he founded, our Catholic Church, the truth that is expressed in the Magisterium. We follow Jesus for he is the life. He's the source of our physical and spiritual lives, and he leads us to eternal life. He is the way, the truth, and the life. Follow him, and don't look back.